Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Monica Powers and Emily Van Gent with the Central College Students Against Human Trafficking join us on today's program to talk about this Saturday's Walk for Freedom. The two of you are with an organization called A21, and you have a Walk for Freedom coming up in regards to human trafficking. First of all, this is the second time you've had this event. What is this walk all about?
So this walk that we're doing, it's actually a national event, but it is to raise awareness for human trafficking. And so we all kind of, whoever goes to the walk, we go out and march in a single file line in black and just kind of take a stand for those who don't have a voice and those who are trapped in slavery.
I just want to reiterate that it's not a protest, it's just to raise awareness, which can kind of be confused sometimes. But yeah, we just long to see people more aware of what human trafficking is and that it happens where we live.
And what is this organization, A21, and how is Central College affiliated with it?
So A21 is an international organization. It stands for Abolishing Modern-Day Slavery in the 21st Century. And so we have a chapter of Central Students Against Human Trafficking and just have heard about the organization A21, and they open it up, the Walk for Freedom, to hosts all around the country. So you can apply to host a walk and partner with. So there'll be 256 walks globally on October 14 at about roughly the same time. So it's just kind of an international effort to raise awareness and to make an impact.
And for the two of you, what have you learned about human trafficking, whether it's prevalence here in Iowa even, or just the kinds of things that you've been able to learn about this through this experience?
I think even finding out how common it is, I think when people often used to think of human trafficking, they thought of it mainly in third world countries where people, it didn't really happen here. And I think as I've learned through even college, my sister's really passionate about human trafficking too, finding out how prevalent it is in Iowa, in Des Moines, and even the truck stop in Iowa, how that's one huge human trafficking spot. And so even just learning how to be aware of it and just be conscious of caring for others and watching out for things like that.
I think, too, just of how big the industry is. It's not just this little thing that happens. It's a $42 billion a year industry, which is more than Google, Amazon, and Nike combined. So I think I never realized how much our economy depends on it and how much our economy depends on this horrific act, I guess.
What do your organizations like yours at either college campuses or those that are affiliated with communities, what is the work that you are doing to try and help combat it either locally or at least get the word out about it?
I think a first step in it is making people aware that it's happening. And so that's part of what the Walk for Freedom is doing, making people know that this can happen in Pella, this can happen in Des Moines, and also how big of an industry it is and how I think the average age of a girl in this, is it 12 or 12 to 14 or something? And so these people are young, and even making people think relate it to their family, this could be my kid, and thinking of things like that. And so I think being aware and then also challenging ourselves to okay, we want to make others aware too, and we want to help people know about it. And so either donating to A21 or International Justice Mission is a big one too. It's hard for us to really be able to do a ton, go over there, but there are really a lot of great resources that do fight human trafficking and can go on rescue missions. So yeah.
As we mentioned, this walk is about raising awareness. What are the ways that people beyond this walk can raise awareness or that they can be active in their community, whether it's through Central College or through organizations like this? What are the ways that people can get involved in the fight against human trafficking?
Like Monica had mentioned, being aware is the first step. Doing a little bit of your own research of what's happening around Pella and in Des Moines. Just learning to recognize signs. There's a few organizations in the area. Freedom House is opening in Pella. There's several in Des Moines and Cedar Rapids that are looking to educate people and to become to help people become aware. And they're on the ground doing things. Talking to your kids is really important so they know what's going on. Yeah, just there's so many things you can do, making sure you're buying ethical. Yeah, I think really just that first step of being aware and just looking to learn more is really important so you kind of know what is going on.
Another thing that one of the other organizations did at UNI, they took their whole leadership team and they all went to a training. And each of them committed to training two hotels. And so as you learn about it, hotels is where human trafficking can happen. It's a lot of other places as well. But just being empowered to go out and share with others so then they can share with others, and then really a revolution can happen.
So how can people get involved with the walk coming up this Saturday?
So you can register online at a21.org/Pella, and it's completely free to register. Like I said, we'll be walking in a single file line, and people can wear black shirts. And also, are we doing the bandanas?
So yeah, we'll have bandanas there, and we'll explain all that on the day of. But we just ask that you bring yourself, you bring a black shirt, and you bring a pair of headphones if you have one. And there's also registration the day of. So if you don't have time or you're not able to register online, we'll have paper registrations there the day of.
Once again, those were Central College students Monica Power and Emily Van Gent previewing this Saturday's Pella Walk for Freedom at 9 a.m. on the Tulip Torn. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.